Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Is expanding, and we've got some great news to share with you. So many exciting things are happening. I don't even know where to begin, so I guess I'll begin at the beginning. Okay. As many of you know, I share, I'm the co-host on a major broadcast heard each Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. on WPAT 930 a.m. All right, I'm the co-host with of Brother Willie Saunders, right? And this is, of course, a Christian talk show. And as being the co-host, I have met many, many important and influential people. And for example, Peggy Dobson, who owns her own TV network. Check her out at UBCTVNetwork.com. UBCTVNetwork.com. And this is owned and operated by Mrs. Peggy Dobson. She is a sister, and she is doing great things, and so many things are happening. We're going to be connecting with Brother Muhammad Kellum, who has his own soda business, and then we've made a partnership with a brother named Raleigh Hall. We're indirectly connected. We have the same cousin. It's my first cousin, but it's his cousin by marriage. All right, her name is Cheryl Carpenter, and actually I got to have her on the show because she is a who's who. She's the president of the National Negro Women's Association. She lives, I believe, in Virginia, and she is my first cousin. So many exciting things are happening. As I said, I don't know where to begin. Unfortunately, the Reetmore Network website, It seems as if the powers, the negative powers that be, are trying to block me in terms of the website. I've had more problems with sites not loading and what they call corrupted plugins and all kind of situations. But that's okay. We're still working on the website, and it will be up soon and very soon. We're expecting a call in later on in the show from Brother Muhammad Kellum, who has his own soda business. So those of you who may be listening throughout the week, you know that Dr. Ron Robinson has been talking about Tahaka Brothers ice cream. And I remember as a kid, I used to like to mix ice cream and soda and see it bubble up, but it tasted pretty good too. So we're going to be talking about both of those businesses, and hopefully Brother Kellum will be calling in. He lives in California, different time zone, but he'll be calling in and telling you all about his beverage business. It's not only just sodas, but it's, you know, other beverages as well. So many things are happening. I think I'm going to start with, in the area of economics, this Tron case, T-R-O-N. C-A-S-E, troncase.io. Now, we're going to be doing something. We may be extending it to this broadcast, where we are going to be giving away a free Tron Case account. Okay, and this is going to be like a promotional thing because we want everyone to know about Tron Case. Tron Case is a really, really good crypto opportunity. It is affordable. And what's been happening, it actually launched on January the 3rd of this year. And the deal was, this is how it worked. It started out as a 1% daily contract, right? You received 1% on your money, but each day, if you held it for 5 days, it would tick up to 1.5. So day one, 1.1, day two, 1.2, day three, 1.3, so forth and so on. Now, what the company did, which I thought was a very smart move, was they set it up where when they reached certain benchmarks, the interest rate would go up. So they have reached a couple of those interest rates, and the they have reached a couple of those benchmarks, sorry, and the interest rate is now at 2.0. That's 2% a day. Do the math, times 30, that's 60% a month, which means your money can increase by more than half in the course of a month. All right, so this is a great opportunity. Why? Because Tron, unlike Bitcoin, Tron is ridiculously affordable. All right. Now, the real deal is Bitcoin is affordable, too, because you do not have to buy the whole coin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, which is called a Satoshi, and which means a Satoshi is 1/1,000,000th of a Bitcoin. So you can buy ridiculously small fractions of Bitcoin, but you're buying a fraction. Whereas with Tron, you can buy the whole coin for currently less than 8 cents. Eight, cents for the whole coin. All right, last year when I first heard about Tron, it was 2.5 cents. So currently it is approximately 7.5%. It has more than doubled. And this year of 2021, it went as high as 16 cents. Now, we know that these cryptocurrencies are volatile, which means they go up and down. Why is that? They're volatile because what happens is when they go up, for example, someone that got in for 2.5 cents decides, well, I'm going to sell, you know, and that's what happens. So they sell, and, of course, that causes the price to decrease. And then those people who are in a, you know, who know how to really play the market smartly, say, okay, it's gone down, I'm going to buy some more, because their strategy is to buy low and sell high. So when you're in the, when you're playing the investment game, you want to, this is what I call the money game. We got to all learn about the money game. It's they don't teach this stuff in school. You got to kind of learn it on your own. Okay, you got an investment. You, when it goes down low, you buy some more. All right, especially if you have reason to believe that it's going to go back up. And in this case, we have reason to believe that it's going to go back up because Tron is becoming increasingly popular because people are thinking, well, wow, look what happened with Bitcoin. Bitcoin only came into vogue in 2009. Okay, it's been around for 12 years, and when it started out, it was less than a fraction of a penny. Some of you may have heard the story about, the infamous story about the guy, the first guy to ever, in the United States, to ever buy a product in exchange for Bitcoin was a guy who bought 2 pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. At that time, it was very cheap, and it was worth about $41, which still was a lot to pay for 2 pizzas, but he paid the 10,000 Bitcoin for the 2 pizzas. If he had held on to those 10,000 Bitcoin, it would be worth today more than $375 million. So he may have made a big boo-boo by not holding on to those Bitcoin. But at any rate, he paid 10,000 Bitcoin, was worth about $41 then. I forget the exact year. Excuse me. But I think it was 2011, 10 years ago. And so he missed out on a couple of million dollars. What was then worth $41 is now worth $375 million that he could have had for his big, for his 10,000 Bitcoin. But at any rate, Tron case. Check out the Tron case opportunity. And here's the strategy that we are working on. The strategy is that you want to pay it forward, excuse me, for 3 to 5 people, depending upon your budget. Say currently, if you paid it forward for, let's say, 3 people, you'd be spending less than $30. And if you paid it forward for 5 people, you'd be spending less than $50. So the idea is that everyone does this right now. The difference is, unlike gifting, your crypto is going to increase. If you invite no one, your crypto will increase, because remember, you are gaining 2.0% every single day. And just for the record, we call this benchmarks. As the Tron case opportunity reaches certain benchmarks, the interest rate goes up. Now, as I said, it already has gone up from a maximum. When I joined, it was 1.5. That was the top. It started out at 0.0, and then it clicked up every – you had to hold it for at least 5 days. So it went up from 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, and then on the fifth day, 1.5. But now it is starting out at 1.5, and it's clicking up. When you hold it just for 5 days, it goes up 1.6, 1.7, 1.8, 1.9, 2.0. That is some serious interest. That represents 60%. Do the math. 2 times 30 is 60. 60% interest on your money in 30 days, which means your money will double in 60 days. All right, in 2 months, your money will double. It will be more than double, because 2 months would be 60 and 60, 120%. So it would double plus 20%. So in other words, if you put in $100 in 2 months, you would have $240. All right? That is the deal. All right. So your objective is to pay it forward for 3 to 5 people. And the ideal number is really 5. Why? Let me explain. The crypto, unlike, see, cryptos are very interesting. You can buy it and just hold it, you know, in the hopes that it will go up, as is the case with Bitcoin, in the hopes that it will go up. Okay, but there are programs where you can get interest, and of course, that's an additional feature. That is the case with Troncase. It could go up in value. That's how, you know, one way that you can gain, as it appreciates, which means to go up, increase in value. Number two is the interest that you are earning. And the interest is 2.0. You just got to hold it for 5 days. As I shared with you, when I first learned about it, and it only started a few months ago, okay, it started January the 3rd, and it was 1%, and it topped out at 1.5. Now it's going to start at 1.5 and top out at 2.0. All right, now, here's the deal. Okay, so here's your objective. Pay it forward if you can afford it for 5 people. All right, so it might cost you, say, $60, $70 at the most. Okay, at the current price. Now, who knows? Tomorrow it might jump up to $5. No, I'm only kidding. All right. It might increase, okay, overnight. It may be up to 9 cents. Who knows? It's currently at 7.5 cents. Okay, but the idea is you pay it forward for 5 people, right? Now, you're going to get a referral commission, which is the third way that you can make money on this Tron case opportunity. All right, remember, way number one, it appreciates in value. Way number two, the interest when you put it into the Tron case opportunity. And way number three is the affiliate program, which means when you share it with other people, you will get paid, and you will get paid 11 levels deep. Now, some of you don't understand and don't realize the potential of 11 levels deep. But I did the math for 11 levels at 5 people, bringing in 5 people, bringing in 5 people. All right, but let me get back to my example. Okay, so you shared it with 5 people. You paid it forward. So, you know, they got in for free, and so now they got to find 5 people, which shouldn't be, you know, too difficult. You know, just use your family and friends, cousin, uncle, whatever. Okay, pay it forward for them. Because what's going to happen is on that first level, you're going to receive 7%. So let's say everybody is buying in for the same thing. Let's say, I don't know, let's make it 10 bucks. Everyone is buying in for 10 bucks. Okay. Okay. And you want to leave a little cushion for what they call the fees. So maybe, I don't know, we'll say $12. Okay. So if you bought in for five people, 12 times five is $60. Okay. So you spent $60. When your five people come in, you're going to get 7% of, you know, whatever they, let's say the base is 10, so you get 7%, okay, of the $10. That's only $70, but okay, you multiply it times 70 cents, multiply it times 5, $3.50, right, 70 cents times 5. But now, when that first level duplicates what you have done, then you're going to get 3% on that second level, and that's going to be times 25. How did I get 25? I took 5 times 5 is 25. That's how I got the 25 people on the second level. So 25 times 3% is 75%. So you earned 35% from the 5 people on your first level, 75% from the people on your second level. 75 and 35 is 110%, which means you've got your money back. You have an investment account for free. Now, what's going to happen is I'm working on this. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm working on developing an app. I have an idea of how to produce an app. Yes, it's going to cost some money, but I have an idea of how to fund it. All right, because we all know about that there are programs where things can be funded. For example, we had on, as our guest one time, Mr. Barry Braxton, who does that sort of thing, and he says, look, you know, okay, you pay us a fee for our services. Yeah, let's say if the fee is altogether, let's say the fee is $2,000, right? But he's going to guarantee you funding of $100,000, all right? So it may take a couple of months to happen. But you are in great shape. Bottom line is, I have an idea. I have some ways of funding it. I have some ideas how to fund it. And here's the idea. You know I have the platform. I have this platform. I have WPAT. I'm going to be doing the internet, you know, internet marketing. As soon as that website is finished, bingo, we're gonna go out and blast it in cyberspace. So we got the platforms. And, of course, we know that in terms of reaching the most people, the internet is the best one. So that's why the website is so important. But here's the idea. We're going to set up something where when you, you know, you hear about the Tron Case opportunity, and then you go and fill the app, and then we're going to have it computerized so such that the app will fill, you know, your entry will fill in the gap of whatever, you know, whatever the next spot that's open in the matrix, bingo, gets filled by when you come in. So which means that persons could be getting their five persons, in some cases, you know, without any effort at all. The system has just locked them in. And then the beauty of it is that system could really, really explode. Why? Because everyone has paid it forward. This is super exciting. Now, we mentioned the 11th level. Let me get back to the 11th level statement. If five people bring in five people, they share, they invite, whatever word you want to use, recruit. I don't like recruit, but they invite, they share, all right, they tell a friend, whatever. At the 11th level, if it's five, right, telling five, and let's even say that, okay, it takes a whole month for them to get their five, so which means that to reach the 11th level, it might take 11 months, right? Okay, do you know you are going to have a total, and you can check it out on your calculator, pull it up, get your calculator on your laptop, on your computer, on your phone, do the math with me. Take the number five and then go times five 11 times. You are going to have a total in excess of 48 million people. Okay, the number is going to be 48 million plus. Now, we translate that to people, right? Okay, I'm going to tell you what the percentage is, but even at its 0.1%, but even at 0.1% of 48 million, right, that's going to be more than $4,000 in a commission that just all of a sudden, bingo, you look up in your wallet and you've got $4,000, not 4,000 Tron, but $4,000 worth of commission from people telling people, telling people, people you don't even know, and all of a sudden, bingo. So this is an exciting thing. We're very, very excited. We're going to market it. We're going to blast it. All right. And that's what's happening. Now, someone is trying to call me, and they know that I'm on the air. They should know, at any rate. They're trying to call me at this time. I don't know what they're thinking, but at any rate, obviously, I will not be answering that phone call. But here's the thing about Tron, because let me tell you the truth. I've hit some home runs in the investment area. I definitely, God has blessed me. I hit some home runs. I got into Bitcoin in November of last year. All right, I got into Bitcoin in November of last year. I got in at the right time. The price was going through the roof. I was getting interest. The program I was in, I was getting interest 5 days a week. Okay. But at any rate, I took that interest. I did so well. I pumped it into another program where I was getting 2.6% every day. All right. Now, I'm going to be honest. The first one that I did so well in, eventually the site went down. The company did what they call an exit scam, right? But I didn't really lose anything, although there was some money still left in the program. I'm not going to tell you how much because it's embarrassing, but I did very, very well in that program, and then I dumped my money into another program, which I also did well, not as well as I did in the first one, but that company also had some problems. They claimed they were hacked, and I got a notice this today saying that this program is discontinued. And I had pumped a lot of money in over the last month, but I still was at a profit when I figured out how much I had put in and how much I had gotten back out. I still was in the plus. But my point is that Tron case is very secure. And as I said, from now on, I'm going to forget about high interest rates and security. How secure is this platform? Why is TronCase so secure? Because it is what's called a smart contract. Let me give you an example of a smart contract. All right, let's say a GoFundMe thing is where I contribute to a cause, and then GoFundMe gives the money to the cause. Of course, they take out their 10% commission. Now, with a smart contract, the same thing happens. You know, in other words, this computer is put into a computer system, and I don't need a middleman to disperse the money. So, in other words, that 10% that GoFundMe charges will not be necessary. I'll get 10% more. Okay, so that's an example of a smart contract. So TronCase is a smart contract. It's a smart contract that was independently audited by two independent firms. The contract can be seen by anyone who wants to see it. It is on the website, which, again, is troncase.io. Okay, and not only that, it is on what's called the blockchain. The blockchain makes it very, very, very difficult for to be hacked. Why? Because you gotta go through thousands of computers to hack something that's on the blockchain. Trying to hack one computer, it's not going to happen because everything has to be verified by thousands of computers all over the world. So the chances of something being hacked is slim to none. So this is why the Tron case opportunity is very secure, and to make it even more secure, they are building what's called an ecosystem, a system of things like a brand new coin, like something like a brand new swap. What is a swap? A swap is like where you might go to exchange Bitcoin for Ethereum. All right, they call that swapping. All right, and they charge you a small fee for swapping. And it's a very lucrative business. You know, for example, a lot of people are swapping Tron. Why? Because Tron is one of those cryptos that's kind of difficult to get. For example, your number one exchange in the United States is called Coinbase. Coinbase does not carry Tron. So when I want to get some Tron, what I have to do, I start out with my Bitcoin. I buy some Bitcoin. I send it to an exchange. There's a couple of them, but I use this one called Changely, C-H-A-N-G-E-L-L-Y, Changely. And then I swap my Bitcoin for Tron, and they charge me a small transaction fee, and that's how I get my Tron. All right, so at any rate, they're building this ecosystem, all right, of swaps and different coins and all kinds of things, and that makes it more secure, which means it's going to be around for a while, and at least I know that the company won't be able to say, well, we got hacked, because it's a smart contract on the blockchain, and as I mentioned, the chance of it being hacked is very, very slim. Now, let me see. About this ecosystem, I would like someone who I call this person my financial expert. She's on the line. And we haven't heard from her in a while. And maybe she could just share a little bit about Tron Case's ecosystem, which, you know, lets you know that this is a very secure platform. Okay, and of course, what I'm talking about none other than Mrs. Brenda Fogel, our finance expert. Brenda, can you enlighten us a little about the Tron Case ecosystem?
Well, hello there, Gregory Hall. How are you? It's been a while.
Okay, fine.
I'm so excited to hear that you are promoting Tron Case. It's my favorite program. And, you know, as you said, it's a way to earn, you know, three times your contribution into the platform. And it's very, very exciting. I like your idea of sharing it with five who get five. That's a brilliant, you know, concept of paying it forward. But to support Tron Case and have it sustainable, they have come out with something called coinswap.space. And what that does, it allows people to exchange different coins on the platform. There's a similar program called Pancake Swap, believe it or not. And Pancake Swap right now, both of these are on the Binance Smart Chain. Pancake Swap does about $1 million a day, is my understanding. And so our CSS has a coin, CoinSwap Space. It also has a coin where you can stake and farm and various other sophisticated operations. And the review so far is that, you know, our CSS is a little superior to Pancake Swap. And so what that means is that we will be earning probably $1 million a day as well, and 10% of that is going straight on to the Tron Case platform to ensure the sustainability of the platform. That's one thing. In addition to that, they will have two other smart contracts that will contribute to Tron Case. They're going to have a game and several other things where they have signals and all types of things that will ensure the sustainability of Tron Case. So I am very, very excited about this program. And as we know, we all need a plan B. So even if you have a J-O-B and you're doing okay, you never know what's going to happen. You need a plan B, an additional revenue stream, because we have, especially today, the way the world is going now, you definitely, you know, there's no secure job for sure. and you definitely need to have something else in place, you know, so that for your sustainability in life. And if you're unemployed right now or you need extra money, you know, this is a excellent platform. It's affordable, it's doable, and everyone needs, you know, to have a Tron Case account, in my opinion. So, yes, it's safe. We have the audit system in place. People can look at the contract. You can see even how much Tron is on the platform. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. It's full transparency, and we have sustainability. So thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to share a little more about Tron Case, Gregory. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Now, let me just, some of you may have been some words that you didn't understand. Sustainability, we're talking about the ability for the program to last, okay? That's what we mean by sustainability. How long can the program be around? Is it sustainable, or is it that something could happen and it could be, you know, go out of business, as unfortunately so many have? And as I said, I myself have made two blunders, but I like to call them blunders, boo-boos, whatever you want to call it, but I didn't lose any money. I just lost some of my profit. Okay, so at the end of the day, I was still ahead of the game, even though I was greatly inconvenienced, especially by something that happened very, very recently, in which I had dumped a considerable amount of money, you know, in terms of investing. But I had really gotten it back. I had made it back before, so it was just I was kind of like kicking back in part of my profits, but. Sustainability is how long it's going to last, and she mentioned the word staking. Staking simply means, okay, I say to the company, look, I got this Tron or whatever, hold it for me, okay? And so the company has, you know, they can do it as they please, and they pay me a percentage, you know, just for allowing them that privilege. So, but we won't go into that. But we want to talk about, you know, this networking, the Reap More Network is growing, all right, as we're connecting the dots with a variety of persons and companies, and we're going to mention a few. Of course, we have a very close and great relationship with Mr. Harris Walker and the HHF Healthy Homes Program and the HHF Mall. Let me mention some of the things that's happening with some of these connections. For example, the HHF Mall is, if you do any online shopping, do it through the HHF Mall. The mall includes your major stores, including Amazon and Walmart and Macy's and Sears, you know what I'm saying? And there's hundreds of others. That he has almost 300 stores in the mall. Okay, all kinds of services. You can rent a car. You can book a hotel. I rented a car a couple of weeks ago through the HHF Mall. You know, and so if you're going to shop online, let's shop online in such a way that it benefits a good cause, because Mr. Harris is about helping the community, especially the children. Now, everyone wants to call me when they know that I'm on the air, that I can't believe that my phone is ringing, and they should know that I'm on the air. But at any rate, so we got the HHF Mall. All right, and of course, everyone knows that I am definitely working to support and build the self-reparations program, all right, which is a great program. I have, you know, I have a large group, and I am contributing, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. You know, I buy a package at least once a month, you know, and just to support this great cause of self-reparations. All right. As I said, now we heard, I was listening to to the show last night with Dr. Ron Robinson and the Black Business Billionaires Club, and I heard about anointed hands, and I like what I was hearing. I'm reaching out to that brother, you know, to purchase his some of his products and help him grow, and he can help me grow, because that's how, you know, how we're going to take it to the next level, by simply working together. All right, now if you want to do your own thing, and not, you know, in other words, everyone wants to get on the air and talk about what they're doing, but are they willing to network to support someone else? You know, and we both grow together. That is the objective, you know, instead of just, oh, well, I'm going to do my own thing. This is my business. No. All right. I mean, that's your choice, but you are, in fact, limiting your growth. So we're connecting with, as they say, we're connecting with the, I'm putting out the word about the ice cream to Hocker Brothers. And as I say, we have a brother who may be calling in tonight. His name is Brother Mohammed Kellum, and he has a soda business. These are his own recipes for the soda. His, you know, he got his own bottling together. And he is portraying blackness in his sodas, all right, because the bottles are pictures of, you know, dark-skinned people, black people, all right. So, but hopefully he'll be calling in, and they said, I don't want to steal any of his thunder. He got tied up last week, and I know that he may be involved in an affair. Remember, he is, just so happens, he lives in California. So it's like it's not even 5 o'clock by his time, all right, because it's a three-hour time difference. And so he was at an affair at a big park. And so obviously the brother is trying to do his thing, promote his business, you know, and grow and make some money. So if he's unable to call in, that's quite all right. But so we will continue. But we are connecting the dots. We met a brother by the name of, just so happens, we share the same last name. His name is Raleigh Hall. All right. And just by coincidence, I had reached out to him in December of last year through Facebook Messenger. Basically, I was saying, you know, I was saying, wow, we got the same last name. You're a musician. We have a lot in common. Are we by any chance related? And I told him who my father's name was and that my father was from Valdosta, Georgia. But at any rate, for whatever reason, he didn't see my message or whatever, and he never responded. But then a few days ago this week, I saw a comment from him to someone named Sherelle Carper. And I believe they were saying, you know, how, congratulations, cousin, or whatever. I don't know who was congratulating who. I forgot. But Sherelle Carper is my first cousin. I said, oh, my God. Let me reach out to this brother again and let him know that, you know, find out what's the connection. And because Sherelle Carper is my first cousin, and, you know, we're very close. And sure enough, he reached out to me, called me the other day. We had a long conversation, and Raleigh Hall is an up-and-coming and very prominent musician locally. And let me share this with you, and this is very, very important. He has a very high-quality production on YouTube called Black Brilliance. I want everyone to check it out, support it, view it. Now, he spells black, B-L-A-Q. Okay, he spells it that way because your typical, your correct spelling, there's so many categories of black brilliance spelled normally, but he spells it B-L-A-Q, and, of course, brilliance is B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E, Black Brilliance. It is an excellent show, very well produced. You know, and check it out. All right. I think he has a new episode coming out every Sunday. And check it out, Black Brilliance. And he also has a cooking show. He is doing the cooking, and he is showing you different recipes. I haven't been able to watch any of the cooking episodes yet, but he has a cooking show as well. So we are connecting with him, and we're trying to get the viewership up, because the viewership is maybe somewhere between 50 and 100 viewers, but it should be 100,000 because it is a quality show. So check that out. B-L-A-Q. That's how he spells black. B-L-A-Q, brilliant. B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E. Check out Black Brilliance and spread the word so we can get the viewership up. I have been single-handedly spreading the word, telling everyone to watch it, and I can see that the viewership is growing. You know, I can see already that, you know, based upon, you know, my individual efforts, that I'm helping it to grow. And that's what networking is all about. That is how we grow. And I said to him that I think, you know, we should be able to get this viewership up to 100,000. So he said, wow, can you help me? And I said, sure. And then I explained to him that it was all about networking. You want to network with people who, first of all, are on the same page, and that they have, as I use the term, they have a reasonable portion of ethics, morality, and spirituality. Because I really don't, I'm not too excited about making someone with no ethical or moral values, enriching them, because they might decide, I think I'll start a little dope business on the side, you know, or I think I'll start a little strip club on the side. We don't need that in our communities. We need schools, and we need churches, and we need activities to engage our young people, you know, to keep them from doing drugs and selling drugs and filling up the prison system, making the other people, you know, our non-black brothers, making them rich because they're filling up the prison system. You know, I mean, it's just not a good thing. So we want to help enrich people who have some kind of ethical, moral, and spiritual values. So that's why that's what we're all about. And if I have nothing else, I have some ideas. All right, I've been blessed with ideas. All right, and this idea of, for example, the idea that I shared with you already has awesome potential. And I realized in the idea of developing an app in which when you filled out that app and you joined Troncase, you were automatically linked to someone, you know, to wherever the open spot was in the matrix, as it's so called. Okay, that could be a great idea, and even more so if everyone is paying it forward, which means that when you join, someone has already put in the monies for you, so now you just return the favor, and it just keeps growing and growing, and you're automatically linked in, you know, when you join by way of computerization. Computers, that's an easy task for computers. So that's what is happening. So don't forget about Black Brilliance. And as I said, the brother's name, you might be able to access his cooking show. His name is Raleigh. I'll spell Raleigh, R-A-L-E-I-G-H, Raleigh Hall, the same last name as mine, H-A-L-L. All right, now, what's happening with Clicksters? Okay, Clicksters is finally back up, and as we speak, I am waiting for the mobile app for the link so that those persons who are already in can now continue to spread the word, because there is some monies available, not from the corporation, but from an individual named Mr. John Marks, who is the upline of Willie Saunders. Willie Saunders is my direct upline. John Marks is Willie Saunders' direct upline, and he is willing to pay out $5 per person just for enrolling. Now, check this out. What we decided to do, or what this was my idea, as I said, I'm full of ideas. I said, look, instead of paying out $25 when you bring in five persons, let's put the $25 on hold and pay you $100 when your five bring in five. In other words, you're getting paid on the second level. Now, as I was discussing with someone, I may be changing that so as that you get something for the first level. Because the real deal is it's going to be $100 for the second level plus a bonus. What was the bonus going to be? The bonus was going to be enrollment in the Tron Case Opportunity and Self-Reparations at the $8 level. This could explode the number of persons who are in self-reparations, as well as position everyone for an investment opportunity, that's going to grow. Okay, getting back to Tron Case for just a minute, your money will triple in 158 days, all right? 158 days. If you put whatever Tron, let me make this clear. The Tron will triple, okay? The Tron will triple. So if you put in 100 Tron, you're going to have in 158 days, 300 Tron. Now, the value of that Tron could be more or it could be less than what you than the dollar amount that, let's say you started out with $10 worth of Tron. It could be worth $30, or it could be worth less than $30, but it's definitely going to be more than the $10 that you started out with. As a matter of fact, it could be worth, instead of it being $30, it could be $60, it could be $70. Who knows? It depends on the market. But what's happening is, because Tron is increasing in popularity, there is a very great chance that it will increase in value. All right, so much for that. So we're talking about, we've mentioned a couple of things. We want to repeat some of them. Okay, check out Black Brilliance, B-L-A-Q. B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E. All right, check out Raleigh Hall's cooking show, okay? I've yet to view the cooking show, but a lot of people like cooking shows. Both of them are on YouTube, and I can really speak very well of Black Brilliance. It is an excellent production. So it's all about networking, all right? I endorse you. You endorse me. Now, what if we're in the same line of business? No problem. We got a couple of options. We could say, okay, you get the first five, and I get the next five, or every other one. We can rotate the business that way. Another way is, because of multiple streams of income, say, okay, we're both doing insurance, but I'm doing insurance and health and wellness, so I boost your insurance, you boost my health and wellness. How about that one? Multiple streams of income will eliminate or at least reduce the problem of persons being in the same industry. We know certain industries, the market is big enough anyway for more than one person. No problem, no problem. All right. We've run our mouth long enough, and we're going to begin to open up the phone lines. After we take a brief musical break, and we're going to begin to open up the phone lines, and let's listen to We Are Family, and we'll be right back. We'll All right, we are back. We are family, and we are going to get it together. Okay, we're going to connect, and grow rich. Napoleon Hill wrote that classic book, Think and Grow Rich, and I want to add the word connect to that. Let's think and connect and grow rich together. All right. We want to share with you that we are going to, Reap More Network is going to very soon be launching some very interesting job opportunities. As a matter of fact, we coined the word jobportunity. We're going to be coming out with some jobportunity. And the jobportunity workers, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be doing some internet work where they are posting on different sites. In other words, I got my site. Mr. Harris has his site. Raleigh Hall has his site. And we're going to be like posting on these different sites, sharing, you know, spreading the word will help it get out because I have my audience. He, Mr. For example, I only have a few hundred Facebook friends, but Mr. Harris has 5,000. But now he needs to be posting so that his 5,000 or some portion of it can see his post, and then they can see that, you know, it's what you call organic. It's organic exposure. If I support him and he supports me, my stuff is on his website, my stuff is on his Facebook site, his stuff is on my site, more people get exposed to it. So the workers will be posting on these sites. They'll be commenting because comments draw attraction. For example, they might have the task of viewing the sites like Black Brilliance, because the real deal is you can just go to YouTube, type it in, and walk away. YouTube doesn't know whether you're actually viewing it or not. And for that matter, if I'm paying you, I don't either, but I don't care as long as I see the numbers growing up. For example, with Black Brilliance, I happen to have 4 devices. I have 2 phones, I have a tablet, and I have a desktop. So I've been playing Black Brilliance on all 4 of my devices, and I've been watching as the numbers are ticking up just from my own efforts. And I said, this is a good job opportunity. Why do I use job opportunity? Because it's a job that becomes an opportunity. And how will that happen? Because everyone will be promoting and pushing the Tron case opportunity. And if I see that you're doing your job well, then you'll be rewarded with extra Tron. Very, very easy for that to happen. And, of course, all this is, in other words, it's kind of like anonymous. So it's not a matter of, worrying about taxation, because that's one of the advantages of investing in crypto. Everything that's happened is basically anonymous. Your name is not known. Your social security number is not known. It's a string of numbers. Nobody knows who's who, but you just know, okay, I'm shooting some money to this account. I mean, you may know who it is, but only you or only a small handful of people know what's happening. So we're going to be creating our first job opportunities very shortly. And this is the type of thing, as the network grows, as we connect with more and more businesses who in turn, connect with their friends and family, because it's all about money, making money, creating new streams of income, which is the beauty of the MLM network marketing, whatever you want to call it. That's the beauty of that system, that once you have a downline, I don't like the word downline, as you know. I like the word infrastructure. Once you have an infrastructure, bingo, the window is open for multiple streams of income. All right, Organo Gold, My Econ, so many, MarocchiNet, tons of marketing opportunities, and it becomes a thing. Look, I made some money in this deal. Now follow the leader as we go into the next deal. And the people are already there. You don't have to re-recruit them because, it won't take a rocket scientist to say, well, sure, I want to make some more money. very easily. All right, if you like, if you're into the ever popular gifting, bingo. This might be the solution because the people are already in place. And I'm working on reinventing the gifting wheel anyway, setting it up so where, let's say, for example, the ideal I mentioned with Tron case, you pay it forward for five people who pay it forward for five people. Now, let's say we say, okay, next step, gifting. But now, even though the people are in place, they don't necessarily have to follow you. But that's okay. Because we're going to change the formula. We say, look, okay, come into this program, and if nobody follows you, you're going to get double your money. If you got some followers, it could be three or four times your money. All right, but if nobody follows you, double your money. How can that happen? Because I myself have multiple streams of income. I'm going to be pushing a product, a health and wellness product that I can't really mention the name on the air, okay, because of company regulations, but I'm going to be pushing a very solid company in the health and wellness area that basically has a product where you can get more than what you need of fruits and vegetables. And this is not no fly-by-night, Johnny-come-lately. This company has been around for 50-plus years. It is rock solid and backed by clinical evidence of the health benefits. So we're going to share that with you, but it's all about multiple streams of income. I am personally very, very interested in financial services, all right, tax preparation, credit repair, life insurance, investment opportunities. That's, you know, my main area that I'm very, very much interested in. But as you said, I'm not, because I'm going to have multiple streams of income. All right, so you're already doing credit repair. For example, the guest we had on 2 weeks ago, Mr. Kirkland of Kirkland Financial Group, okay, his company already does credit repair, so I don't want to be competing with him, but, you know, I could help him, and he'll help me. He'll help me get the word out about Tron case or maybe about my health and wellness, you know. And so here's the smart thing. Even if a particular, if you've got multiple streams of income, one of those streams could even be a loss leader. What do I mean by a loss leader? You go to the grocery store and they say, okay, we got bread on sale, 50 cents a loaf. You know that's a bargain. So you go in and buy the bread, but they've raised the price on the milk, okay? And so you just might be buying some other things in which the price has been raised, but because you wanted and you needed, you went in for the bread and you bought some other things. So the company has offset the loss leader. They put this big ad to get you into the store. Oh, get this bread at 50 cents a loaf. In the meantime, that was their loss leader. But even if they have not jacked up the prices on the other products, they made a profit. They make their normal profit on the other products that you might buy. Very few people go, especially they don't go into a big grocery store for one item. I mean, some people do, but most people don't. You know what I'm saying? Especially if there might be a little bodega right on your corner. You know what I'm saying? But if you go into a big supermarket, chances are 9 out of 10 that you're going to buy a couple of items, because it happens to me all the time. I go in for one thing and I come out with 10 other things as well. We're going to open up the mics and hear from some of our callers. Maybe they have something, questions, comments, something to share. Okay, and we're going to begin with, let's see if my everything is working properly. Yes, it is. We're going to begin with the co-host of the Thursday and Friday show, Mr. Brother Shalik Reed.
Hey, how you doing?
Questions, statements. All right, fine. No, I'm doing great.
I'm all right. I'm just listening to the show. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for the information. And I'm just listening. I don't have any comments. Thank you very much, though.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in and spread the word, especially about Black brilliance. I'm really, really pushing that because I like to see those viewership numbers go up. So, you know, as I said, and if you're really busy and, you know, just turn to it, even if you're not actually watching it. And if you have more than one device, listen to it on as many devices as you have. You know, if you've got a phone and a laptop or a phone and a tablet, listen to it on both devices. That will help the listenership to go up. It is really an excellent series. You will be very impressed when you see it. All right, called Black, B-L-A-Q, Brilliance, B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E, Black Brilliance. Okay, and don't forget, not this Wednesday, but probably starting next Wednesday, I will have my own half an hour segment on the PAT spot. I'm already the co-host, but I'm going to have my own half an hour, and I think I'm going to call it the Reap More Report, because brothers and sisters, it's about connecting the dots, and we can all grow together. As many persons can tell you, I have a wealth of ideas. I'm always calling some of my close circle and say, I've got a new idea. What do you think? You know, and some of them, oh, that idea is crazy. And some of them are, but some of them are not so crazy. And I really believe that if we can work together, we can, you know, grow something that is so phenomenal that can bless, you know, multitudes and massive numbers of people that can transform our community economically, all right, put our young people, we can develop an online magazine, have our youth to run it, you know, do all the graphic work, and maybe the college students might be writing the content, whatever, and this will be a very lucrative alternative to selling drugs, okay, besides the fact that you don't have to worry about going to prison. Let me see. We're going to open up the line. I know who this is. This is Brother Billy Spearman. Okay, we're going to open up his line, and he always has some good things to share with us. Okay, Brother Billy.
All right, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I want to sort of on what you were saying about us coming together and working together, and every one of us on this line has something to offer and something to bring to the table, and that's why we're here. And when you spoke about the different things that we can contribute, I'd like to add and say, each one of us invite and people to this podcast, and at least five people. So as I'm talking to people during the week on the phone, I'm telling them about Greg Hall. I'm telling them about the podcast. I'm telling them about what we talk about. And I'm excited about it. So if you're talking to someone during the week and I'm reaching out and asking you to elevate what we're doing, and if you look at what happened, I grew up in a Black Wall Street, and that's what we did for each other in the Black Wall Street. And what happens is a spiritual thing starts to happen. Starts to come about, and it takes off, and it has a momentum of its own, but we have to fuel it. We have to fuel it to get it started. Once it reaches a certain point, there's a name for something that reaches a certain point where it takes off on its own. Okay, some of us know that word. I'm searching for it right now. But as things grow exponentially, they sort of fuel themselves at some point. And as we do that, we will be rewarded for that. Things will come back to you several times over. So So when you put your time and energy into something, as it cultivates, as it grows, as it blossoms, it's rewarding. And so I would like to ask each and everyone on this podcast, when you talk, when you look at what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, what you see on TV and what really happened as far as the history of that, what's omitted is the relationship of the family and the relationship of the women in the family. And the women in the family were trusted with the money. They, as long as the women in the family had a say over the income coming into the family, what that did was that made the mother and the father partners. It made them business partners. It made them family partners. And the kids understood this growing up because they learned from their parents, and their parents made sure that they learned from them because the parents knew that they were going to inherit everything that they, and it went from, and two generations. There's one generation from slavery, one generation later, Black Wall Street, millionaires, billionaires, in a short period of time. If you look at the number of years that they walked out of slavery, and it took about 40 years, okay? And that 40 years, what was accomplished was equivalent to the 40 years that the Jews were out in the desert. And the reason the Jews were out in the desert for 40 years is because they were organizing. That old group of people that came out of Israel, they had the mindset of what they came out of. By the time they went into Israel, into the promised land, it was all new people. It was a total new generation. That's what they were doing for 40 years. They were reorganizing for 40 years. We have a shorter period of time to do this. And with all the technology and all that we have before us, it should not take us that much time to get ourselves together and be able to do the things that we are listening to and to be able to manifest these things. And the genie is out of the bottle now. So I'm going to stop there and just say the genie is out of the bottle. And while he's out of the bottle, we're going to take advantage of it. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And I hope I didn't overstep any boundaries or, you know, take up too much space and time. But thank you for listening.
Okay, I was saying we have about 44 minutes left. So we thank you for your comments. And let me share with you, audience, that if you are interested in website development services, then you want to call Brother Spearman, okay? And I'm sure you don't mind if I give out his number.
It's no, not at all.
All right, 917-554-3443. He is with a company called NowSite. All right, and the thing that's very interesting about NowSite, that it's not only the development of the website, but it's a connection with this whole social networking thing, which helps you to generate traffic to the website. All right, so it's a little bit more comprehensive. I'll use that word, system. And give them a call if you're in need of those kind of services. And I was trying to think of that word when a company reaches like a massive plateau. I'm going to open up her mic is already open. Maybe she, Brenda Fogel, what's that word? Brenda, are you still there? Okay, maybe she had to, I was trying to think of what that word is when you reach a certain level of critical mass, I think they call it, when you, you know, when you've reached a point where.
That's very close.
I think it's critical mass. But at any rate, when you've reached, like, you know, you basically hit your market point, and you know, you then begin to level off. And if you're going through a certain stage where you're growing and growing and growing, but then you reach critical mass and, you may continue to grow, but maybe at a slower rate. At any rate, Reap More Network is on the way. All right, because I have some ideas. And I'm an out-of-the-box thinker, and I have some ideas, some very innovative ideas in terms of creating jobs, creating jobportunities, right? I made up that word, jobportunity. Jobportunity is a combination of a job and an opportunity. It may start out as a job, but then it's going to become an opportunity because your commissions are going to be greater than a possible salary. All right. And everybody would like to really, if you can, if you have a choice between an employee and an entrepreneur, I think you got a better shot at reaching financial independence by being an entrepreneur. All right. We're going to play this brief commercial, and then we're going to hear from Dr. Ron Robinson.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Okay, Dr. Robinson, a little follow-up on Legal Shield and whatever public service announcements you might have for us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. People, Legal Shield is basically an insurance, a legal insurance, just like you got medical insurance. So you go to the doctor, you don't have to pay the whole bill yourself. You get subsidized the bill by your participating in a premium, which is your policy that you hold, which covers you for services. And I've been involved since 1972. A good friend of mine, Tony Brown, from Tony Brown's Journal, used to come on television years ago. He got involved, and he put it on his show and talked about it. And I found it very interesting, and I got involved myself. And it went from, you know, singular services to multiple services, your business, your family, you know. You can cover so many things that need legal assistance. I told people about one of the greatest things that was good for me. I'm from South Carolina, but I live in Connecticut, and I'm driving in South Carolina. Back in the days, you know, there's a lot of racist police officers who stopped, I guess, black people that had nice cars or something. They felt that they can get some money. So nevertheless, I've been stopped, and a lot of times I felt it was wrong, and it would be very difficult for me to come back to South Carolina Pier in the morning at the court and to represent myself. Legal Shield represented me. I didn't have to come back to South Carolina to represent myself. And a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, 7 times out of 10, the ticket got canceled. And sometimes, but most, 100% of the time, I paid a reduced rate at the most. So it's very convenient in that sense. Now, another thing that was very interesting, God put things, you know, into place, God put things in your way, and, you know, you get to see you get to see from another perspective. So somebody sent me a YouTube video with this ex-captain from Philadelphia Police Department, and he wanted to explain how racism begins in the police department, and he started it himself. And he said, well, I smacked somebody, and then next time I throw him against the wall, and, you know, and it became like an abusive situation. He said black people And I mean, you should go, everybody should go take a look at the YouTube itself. But he said black people are more vulnerable because they have nobody to help them. They have nobody to call. He said white people got power. They have people to call. Well, another thing about that is the catch 22 there is they have white privilege and you know, white supremacy and all the other stuff, you know. But nevertheless, he said black people don't have anybody to call. And I'm thinking to myself, my brother retired from the police department in New York City after 32 years. I have judges sitting on federal benches and family members. And I thought of myself, you know, if I call them, maybe I don't have any power because there's no black supremacy, maybe, you know. But with prepaid legal, they give you a card and you don't have to talk to the police officer. You can hand them the card and the card says that I have 24-hour, 7 days a week legal representation. If you're planning on retaining me or arresting me, please give me opportunity to contact my counsel. And, you know, that helps out a lot because a lot of times conversation with police officer goes wrong with black people for some reason. Whatever you say, you can say, oh, hello, how you doing? And somehow they take that as a negative. You say something wrong to them. So prepaid legal also educates you on your rights. They have webinars and seminars and things of that sort. They have things on the YouTube and different venues on Zoom and things of that sort. You can go to your what they call your host legal firm. Ten out of ten times, the law firm that represents you on Legal Shield are the best in your state. You can check them out. You can go and, you know, check them out, different ways to find that information out. But they're the best legal service. They're the best legal team. They're the best legal firm in your state. And that's one good thing about them. And they have multiple legal services, family, civil, criminal, you know, immigration, children, you know, juvenile delinquent courts are different from adult courts. So they service every conceivable legal situation you can think about. So Legal Shield, please go to the website and check it out. I believe it's www.rrobinson38.wearelegalshield.com and check out Legal Shield. Check it out. If you want to email me, email me at RevRon, R-E-V-R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. You can call me at 914-363-9007. But check it out. Check out Legal Shield. Check out the services. If you have a business, you have children going to college, you know, in other states, you want to have them covered as well. You know, a young lady was in study hall at one university in Ohio, and the white lady told the security people that she was sleeping there. And lo and behold, even though she identified herself as a student with her ID, they still harassed this young lady. You know, I went from college to university, and I've fallen asleep in study hall many a times. You know, and it's terrible to be harassed like that, but it happened. But her parents, you know, they're in another state. So, I mean, that's a situation where the young lady could have prepaid legal and they could have represented her legally and make sure she never have this problem again. So legal representation is important. It covers your company and all your employees. There are services provided to your company and all your employees are covered if they, you know, do something to a client or some problem a client feels they got to sue the company because of something that employees did. Employees are covered as well to get legal representation in court. So your company is covered, your family's covered, your children's covered. You get a free will that they will write for you on behalf of yourself, and you know, so that way your kids don't be killing each other over the Dalai Lama that you had in the showcase. So it serves many, many purposes. So check out prepaid legal. Don't go to sleep on prepaid legal. It's very, very important and can be very helpful. Public service announcement, they still going to bring in that $2.3 trillion to the United States of America concerning solar energy, free energy, clear energy, clean energy. okay, and they're going to develop an opportunity where students in college and universities can get a full two-year, four-year, six-year ride. That means associates, a bachelor's, and a master's. The black universities, the historical black colleges and universities, HBCUs, we want them to be a part of that. We don't want them to step past them. Make sure those young brothers and sisters in historical black colleges and universities can get covered, because one of the biggest problems with our youth coming out of universities and colleges, the black universities and colleges, they have a lot of debt. They began with debt and they end with debt and they graduate with debt, and it's very difficult for them to raise a family, buy a house, buy a car, because they got so much debt. They go live with their parents for 5-6 years, you know, until they can pay off the student debt. It's terrible conditioning. Black students start off in the back, you know, we everything in this country is a struggle for us. So you can imagine the conditions in which they have to experience. So we want to make sure that everything that this government has to offer, that we can get our part. I heard tapes where Biden, you know, was talking about the Wall Street, the Black Wall Street, in some private way, and he didn't want to do this, that, and the other, and he didn't want to discuss it. They do not want to do anything, presumably assuming that they would be considered. That, you know, anything that would identify them as they did something wrong to African Americans, they don't want to a lot of time do anything. So we have to make sure that whatever is offered, whatever is available to everyone, that we get our fair share. Whatever they distribute, that's one of the main factors of integration in the school system. They did not support the black school systems, and so they had to get the integration going on. So my brother, my sister, I'm saying, let's make them aware that we know that these monies are there, and we want our full share. We want 35% to 40% going to people of color, minorities, etc. So don't forget that. You know, employment is opportunities, and career opportunities are still available with Miss Herlina Owens. They need 75 people a day, $20 an hour, eight hours a day work. Okay, sometimes there's 16 hours as well. A lot of overtime, you know, a lot of time you can do extra hours as well, weekends and things of that sort. And they not requiring for you to have a PhD or master's degree or even you don't even need a high school diploma. You could be homeless. You could be an ex-addict, a drug addict, ex-alcoholic. You could be, you know, living in the shelter. You could have just came out of jail. If you're RWA, ready, willing, and able, full body to work, they will hire you. There's a tremendous opportunity, people. Don't let it pass you by. Mrs. Helena Owens and Duncan Consulting Services, number is 718-504-6861. Please give her a call. Please let her know. Also, I want to let everybody know the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is bringing Black Shark Tank to the reparations program. And the reason we are bringing it to the reparations program, because that's the only way we'll know that companies are community-minded, that they will hire our people from the community, that they would also train our people in various fields of their prospective businesses. We want to expand the small black businesses in our communities. And so the Black Business Billionaires Network Club members who are several developing well off, and those companies that Brother Gregory Hall talked about that made it to the pinnacle of the millionaire status, you know, I'm talking about the business now, you know, the millionaire mark, the corporate, Fortune 200, Fortune 300, Fortune 400, Fortune 500, they don't made it up to billionaire status in terms of their business, and they want to allocate funds and investment and loans from $10,000 to $250,000 to a local business. So please go to my myprojectproject myprojectneo.org, myprojectneo.org. Go to the website, sign up, get into the reparations program, get your company blacklisted. There's going to be an application on the website that you can fill out requesting funds for your company. So please go on the website, myprojectneo.org, sign up, get into the reparations program, because you have to show where you signed up for the reparations program or you signed somebody else up, and show where your company is blacklisted. And once you blacklist your company and you sign up for a reparations program, you go to the application, you fill it out, get your information, how much money you need, what you need it for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we will evaluate that. We're very liberal. We're not asking for FICO scores of 900, 800. We're not asking you to have $1 million in the bank. We're not asking you to have a long history doing the business. We're going to do intellectual property development. We're going to do apps. We're going to do music. We're going to do very creative type of businesses that normally don't get financed in the black community. So we're going to be very liberal in our terms. We're going to give you a small, regardless of your credit rating, we're going to give you a interest rate of 6%. We're going to give you terms that are feasible, that can be done. We're going to give you grace periods before the first payment. We're going to do everything to help you out, you know, being that you are a member of the reparations program, Neo Nation, and you've been blacklisted. And we're going to work with you to develop your business and expand it, and as you reinvest back into our black community as well. So we want everybody to participate. We want everybody to get involved. And another service announcement is that please, sir, ma'am, brother, sister, young man, young woman, they're doing a tremendous study on Black Wall Street. There are several living people that are living now that was there. And they're doing congressional hearings on it, and these people are giving their testimony to what happened, and they're digging up these graves, okay, in Oklahoma City and different places where there were other Black Wall Streets as well. It wasn't just Oklahoma City. There were several all over the country, all right, one thing people didn't know. And they're digging them up, and I believe it's very important that we as a people never forget. The Jews will never forget the Holocaust. We should never forget slavery, never forget the conditions that we're living under and we continue to live under. And I believe that is so important that we know our history, that our children know our history. For the first time in this country, history is being told straight from the government, which is important. Now we can move on and try to ask for curriculum and for inclusion, where the books that children study from will also teach them about the black participation in the history of this country. We did so much for this country, and it's necessary that children learn. As a little young white boy, that he found 100 different inventions, important inventions. I'm talking about scientific, medical inventions, inventions that help make this country what it is today, and help the health care in this country go forward and help so many people. And he said, my God, he said, the only thing they taught me about, he said, black people did all of this, and the only thing they taught me about was peanut butter. It is ridiculous. And they continue to destroy the 1676 project. They continue to want to not have black history in the books. And this is important for us to go forward economically. There's parents teaching their kids about investment and monies and things that what Professor Gregory Hall does. But if our kids don't know that we ever had money, that we created the money and we were very successful, their attention won't feel so good to participate. But once they know who we are and what we can do and what we have done, who created the Wall Street that you see now? Who created the stock market, the stock exchange in Manhattan, New York? Think about it, okay? So these things are important, and let's stay abreast of it. Let's continue to fight. Let's continue to talk up. Let's continue to invest. Let's continue to get involved in the programs, the cryptos, and things that Professor Hall is doing. I support it 100%, and we're going to see how we can collaborate with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club and the Black Shark Tank. We're going to support Brother Hall as well. So please, ma'am, sir, be aware, be educated, make yourself knowledgeable, and let's go for it. Thank you so much, Professor Hall. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Dr. Robertson, I have two requests. I want you to, of course, send me the application for Reap More Network. I know I'm already in the system as a supporter of self-reparations, so you can send that, and I'll
be the application is on the website, myprojectneo.org.
Okay, all right. I'm glad to know that. And then you had a guest last night that I would really like to reach out. So if you have the contact information, because I never actually got the brother's name that's involved with the Anointed Hands Project.
Yeah, that actually was the great genius of the man himself. I can't take no credit. Mr. Shalik Reed, he did his research. He found the brother. He brought him to the show last night. And so that's what he's done. So I can't take credit for that. It's all on Brother Shalik.
All right. Well, then I'll have a Brother Reed give me that information, because I definitely, when I reach out to him, I would like, you know, to know his name. I checked out his website.
Stuart Field.
I still don't know his actual formal name. So at any rate,
his name is Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, Fields, Stuart Fields.
Stuart Fields, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I could probably access.
But your,
that
you know,
name.
Your resource, your connection to him will be Brother Shalik Reed.
No problem. Yeah, I've already, you know, like dialogued or connected to Shalik, and he knows that I'm interested in, you know, at least finding out more. From what I heard last night, I liked what I was hearing last night, and I did go to his website at anointedhands.myshopify.com and checked out some of the things that he had on the website. But I said, well, what is his name? But now I know the name. Okay, great. Let me not forget to mention, very, very important, in terms of websites, if you do any shopping online, please support Brother Harris Walker by going to handandhandfoundation.org. I'll spell that for you. Hand, H-A-N-D, and A-N-D, hand, H-A-N-D, foundation, foundation.org. O-R-G. When you go to handandhandfoundation.org, you will see HHF Mall. You click and you go into the mall and you can do your online shopping. The prices are the same and in some cases less, because Mr. Harris is a 501c3 nonprofit. He gets special discounts and coupons that may not be available through the regular site. So we're talking about over 250 stores, including Amazon, Walmart, okay? He has the big name stores, Macy's, JCPenney, okay? The big name stores are there. There's other things. If you want to book a hotel, if you want to rent a car, all right, even if you want to set up an incorporation for your business, he has those types of services in his mall. Please do not forget Troncase, troncase.io, troncase.io. Now, something very important about the Troncase. You cannot join it unless you are hooked up to a Pacific wallet, okay? That wallet is called TronLink. If you have an iPhone or a laptop, you would use the Tron Link. You would download it from the apps, you know, from the App Store for your laptop or for your iPhone. If you have an Android, you would use Tron Link Pro. The only difference is the word Pro after it. Tron Link Pro. That's T-R-O-N Link, L-I-N-K, Pro, P-R-O. Tron Link Pro. All right. For the Android, there is another one that you could use called Clever, which is spelled with a K. K-L-E-V-E-R. You could use the Clever wallet, although I recommend the Tron Link Pro. You have to download that from the Google Play Store. All right. Now, what I'm doing is for persons that join in my line, right, I'm going to convenience those persons by, the wallet, that particular wallet that I mentioned is only for storing, right, for storing the coin. It is not for buying and or selling the coin. To buy and or sell, you would have to go to a site called Coinbase, C-O-I-N-B-A-S-E, coinbase.com, okay, that's .com, okay, to set up your wallet for buying and selling. However, the Coinbase wallet or exchange takes a bit longer. It's going to take at least 9 days for what they call verification. They want to make sure that you are who you are. All right. Now, once you buy and sell, whatever you do with it from that point, you are completely anonymous. But when you first set up, you have to expose who you are. So they're going to ask you for, you know, information such as the scanning of your license or your federal or state ID, and they may even ask you to do a selfie, all right? And the whole process may take at least 9 days. But I am conveniencing persons who work with ReapMore Network by saying just download the Tron Link or Tron Link Pro wallet, and you can get started. The setting up of an account with the Tron Link or Tron Link Pro is ridiculously easy and takes 10 minutes. Basically, they're gonna say, do you want to restore your account or create an account? What do they mean by that? Restore means you already had an account, and you just shoot back. You were given 12 words. Whenever you open up an account, they give you 12 words, and that is what you call your keys to your account. Okay, so that when, if you just want to create a new account, you just click create, and they're going to give you 12 words. You write them down, and then you click them back in the same order that you receive them, and bingo, your account is open. So at that point, what you can do is then call me and say, Greg, I want to start my my wallet with X number of dollars. You would then send me the X number of dollars electronically, you know, this Cash App, Zelle, whatever, and I will send you the Tron within limits, I have to say, because if you say, well, send me $10,000 worth, I don't have that kind of ability. But we're going to keep it to maybe let's say $200 probably would be the most that I would send at one time. Otherwise, you would just have to, if you need more than that, then you have no choice but to wait to go through Coinbase. But you can get started literally in the same day, because I will convenience you, you know, and for those persons who are who join through me, which is joining through what I'm calling ReapMore Network. Okay. So once again, let's see. Okay, we have 12 minutes left, and I see the number of Brother Mohammed Kellum, who I announced at the beginning of the show, has a beverage business, and I guess he was tied up, but he has finally called in, so I'm going to open up his mic, and he's going to tell us all about his beverage business, all right, which we are definitely endorsing. He is working with me in the Tron Case opportunity, so we definitely want to support him in his beverage business. Okay, Brother Kellum, are you there? Brother Mohammed.
Yes, I am here. How y'all doing?
Okay.
How's everybody? I know I'm breaded on the lady on the fly. A lot going on in the Bay Area. We active out here. And, you know, but I said, man, I looked up at the clock and I said, let me go to a quiet place to get to my guy. We supposed to chime in today. So I'm here, man, you know.
Okay, you are on the air, and I can hear you. Just briefly, tell us a little about yourself and your business and your beverage business.
Okay, so briefly, man, I'm a hip-hop artist as well. I go by the name of Menace Man, so the full name would be Muhammad the Menace Man, Kellum, you know, but as an artist, I go by Menace Man. I'm out of San Francisco, California, the Bay Area. And right now, what's exploding onto the scene is I got a drink, a beverage called Money Money Juice. And this thing is, you know, it's igniting through the area. We spread. It's a lot of love, a lot of support from our community and the city and my surrounding cities. But we carry right now with 5 flavors. It is a soda, although I call it juice. I like to say it's a soda, but it goes down as smooth as a juice. You know, that's why I called it juice. And I doubled up on the money. It's called Money Money Juice, you know, so you can stay motivated. It's a money-motivated drink, you know, kick yourself in the gear, and, you know, let's get it, you know. And on that note, too, we carry 7 flavors. Let me see if I can name all 7 flavors right now. We got green. We got Money Apple Green. We have root beer. We have a Frisco Orange. We have a Wild Strawberry. We have grape. We have a vanilla ice cream, real smooth. And what's that 7th flavor? Listen. The blueberry, good one. My son in the background, he say blueberry. Okay, so yeah, we have a blueberry too. You know.
All right. So now, if someone was interested in ordering, of course, we realize that you are most of his business is, if I'm not. You know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is with stores. I understand that you have your product in 24 stores so far, right, in that area, right?
Yes, in the San Francisco area alone, yes.
All right. So in terms of shipping, he is not going to be shipping you a bottle. But
yeah.
If you're interested in larger orders, he will definitely ship it to you. So give them some information
yeah.
about how that can happen.
You know what? So I'm gonna make it a little personal, you know, with the social media and on online things and on radio. They say, you know, that people like to know the artists and, you know, want us to get a little more personal. So what I do is you can email me. You know, I do have a website, but I love to put out this email address. You know, instead, and that's menaceman1@gmail.com. And again, that's my name, Menace, MENACEMAN, the number 1@gmail.com. And you can put in the subject line, Money Money Juice. You know, that'll
All right.
be the best way to contact me. We have menaceman.com. We on IG under Money Money Juice, as well as Instagram as Mr. Menace Man. But that email address, I get back to everybody a little more promptly.
Right. Okay. And so bottom line, audience, spread the word, especially if you have any contact with businesses or functions, you know, or situations in which you might want to order his beverages in volume, you know, And then, you know, he can, by going communicating with him through his email address, you can get more specific information in terms of pricing, et cetera, et cetera. But we want to welcome him to the Readmore Network because he is definitely on board in terms of helping me to promote the Tron Case opportunity. We were on the phone the other day for quite a while, for several hours discussing that particular opportunity. But that's what it's all about. It's about working together, I'm definitely a believer that if we do that, we can both grow together much faster than everybody trying to do their own thing. You know, I mean, because he could say, look, man, I've been 24 stores. I don't need to, work with you. You know what I'm saying? But fortunately, that was not his attitude. So anything else you want to share with us? Because we only have about 2 minutes left.
Oh, no, man, like I say, I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And like you hit it on the nail, supporting each other, that's the way to go. You know, that's something we should have been. The mentality should have been from day one. But it's never too late, so that's what we're doing, man. We're supporting each other, and we can get somewhere. I will say we're doing the soda now, the natural juice for, the people who watching their sugar and stuff. The natural juice will be following. The energy drink will be following, and we're doing the all-natural water, too, as well, and the alkaline water. That's all coming this year as well. So I'm open to collaborating. I love those who support each other. And, like-minded individuals, a term I like to use is point pushers, and that's people who's pushing their point positively. You know, we got something we got, and we spreading our wings and our arms, and we getting with like-minded individuals, and we helping each other push. So I call this like a point pusher type situation. And, and I appreciate your arm and your extended arm to the business that you turned me on to. And, the sky's the limit once we come together.
Right. Because that's basically about it. And I'm working on some ideas. In other words, I do not do business as usual, and I'm just not an in the box thinker. I'm an out of the box thinker. So I'm always trying to come up with an idea to do things differently. But I know that there is awesome potential if we can just work together. So at any rate, we've just about run out of time. If anyone has any last minute announcements, or all the mics are open, but we have about 1 minute left in the show. So let me thank everyone let me not forget, please, everyone, check out Black Brilliance, BLAQ Brilliance, BRILLANCE. Brother Muhammad, I know I sent you the link in reference to that, and you did get that, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Please check that out. I'm trying to help. This brother has a really, really good show, but he has a very small number of viewers. But I was very, very impressed with the production quality of his show, and it's on YouTube. That's on YouTube. It's not a website. That's on YouTube, Black, BLAQ, Brilliance. And the producer of the show, we're like cousins, because his first, his cousin by marriage is my cousin by natural blood. And so we are indirectly related. His name is Raleigh Hall. And he also has a cooking show, which I have not had the opportunity to check out his cooking show yet, but I was very impressed with Black Brilliance. Folks, we are out of time, so I want to thank everyone for listening. Tune in again next week. Spread the word. Let's network. Let's get it together and reap more. Thank you, everyone, and be safe.
The best
All
is
right.
yet
Peace
to come.
Out.
Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn Page Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Here we go. Everybody sing. take a bow. Give it up for the sopranos of Christ and singers, everybody. Alto, take a bow. Come on.